Well, one of Fauci's top advisors learned to delete emails so that they would not be found in FOIA requests. That is Freedom of Information requests that would show us, the people, what they were up to, government medical representatives were up to during the pandemic. Listen to this revelation from congressional hearing on Monday, read by House Oversight Chairman James Corner.
Dr. David Moranz, a senior advisor to Dr. Fauci for decades, wrote in an email to Dr. Daszak, quote, "I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail," end quote. Is that consistent with NIH document retention policies?
It is not.
Does the NIH FOIA office teach employees how to avoid transparency?
I certainly hope not.
He also later wrote Dr. Daszak, and I quote, "We are all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns, and if we did, we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them, we would delete them," end quote. Is that consistent with NIH document retention policies?
It is not.
Finally, emails show that Dr. Moranz would share internal discussions regarding upcoming FOIA releases with Dr. Daszak. He would then help Dr. Daszak craft responses to documents being released in these FOIAs. Are those actions consistent with NIH policies?
If those actions occurred, they would not be consistent. No.
So do these actions concern you, Dr. Tabak?
It does indeed.
What is Dr. Moran's current employment status?
He is an employee of NIH.
Okay. Who's the FOIA lady that taught him how to do that? He said he had a conversation with the FOIA lady, and this is what we're supposed to do, because we're not supposed to leave a paper trail for email. But yet he writes an email about not having a paper trail of bad emails. So we don't see the bad emails. We only see the plan to hide the bad emails at this point. You see where I'm going? And who is this exactly that we're talking about? Who did this? This is David Moranz. He says he is currently a member of the NIH. He's a senior advisor to Dr. Fauci and has been since 1998 until 2022. And in fact, we do have this paper trail, sort of Hillary Clinton-esque, where he did try to use his Gmail, you can see here, in order to avoid any paper trail. So he's sending things to his Gmail thinking, oh yeah, it's gonna hide there. Clearly, you don't know Gmail very well. This is like—
Wait, he's sending it to a Google product. He's
right.
Like, yeah, Google, yeah, I'll send it to there. That'll be, it'll disappear then.
This is like—
Well, he was probably in incognito mode, so
okay.
He should have been totally safe.
He should have been fine, right?
Yeah. This is, bad governance, secret, furtive, shadiness for dummies. Like, he's not even doing it well, but he's doing it. Okay, so what exactly was he hiding? Well, we may find out when both he and Dr. Fauci testify in front of Congress. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd of May, 2024. But even this is shady business. The committee sent a letter with this email attached, and I know this is not a great copy of it, but what it says there is that the NIH and Eco Alliance are trying to delay this hearing for as long as possible. What's highlighted there is saying each day of delay helps, so they're trying to put off David's testimony, which will then put off Tony's, which is Anthony Fauci. Is it because we now all understand what gain of function is, which is you take a virus, you do some manipulation of it, and then you try and make new projects with it, right? It's basically like clay in kindergarten, but with deadly virus. And we know that the NIH has admitted to funding it. And now there are new questions about the origin of the COVID pandemic. Well, on Monday, the NIH principal deputy director, Lawrence Tabak, who we just saw, testified to Congress that, yeah, okay, if you hold my feet to the fire, yeah, we do gain of function.
Dr. Tabak, did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EchoHealth?
It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did, because, but this is research. The generic term is research that goes on in many, many labs around the country. It is not regulated. And the reason it's not regulated is it poses no threat or harm to anybody.
Okay. Generically, right? We were not asked about specific gain of function. This is like how I talked to my mom as a teenager, you know.
Right.
Well, who's going to be there? I don't know who's going to be there. Like, right. I mean, you didn't ask if that boyfriend was coming. So I just said some people, right? This right. is a shady conversation. Now, he's saying it's not regulated because it's not dangerous, which is so interesting because Obama, his administration stopped gain of function in 2014. Why did they do that? Well, the White House under the Obama administration said for purposes of the deliberative process and the funding pause, gain of function studies refer to scientific research that increases the ability of any infectious agents to cause disease by enhancing its pathogenicity or increasing its transmissibility. So they were worried, like, we just need to think about this for a while because this might not be safe. Okay. So, but there's not a general agreement that this is not dangerous, or maybe like the generic idea, it maybe is what he's saying. The idea, the esoteric idea of gain of function is not dangerous. When you actually do it, it is. Yeah. Sorry. Caused a pandemic. But the, you know, when you ask me, like, do we do it in a generic way? Yes. Okay. So why then did Dr. Fauci so vehemently deny that gain of function? Let me back up. He actually then says that the NIH is not an investigative agency. So even if they could say that, yes, we had some gain of function, they couldn't really trace that to COVID because they just, that's not their bag.
Determining the origin of a virus is rarely fast or easy, and sometimes not possible. While NIH is not an investigative agency, we do support scientific research into the origins of SARS-CoV-2, and will continue to make this a priority. We are open to all possibilities and will follow where the science leads us. The body of publicly available scientific evidence thus far suggests a natural evolution and points to the theory that SARS-CoV-2 may have come from a wild animal market in Wuhan.
Okay.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, sorry. Say
or
something.
Or make your point, but I...
No, you, okay, I think so, you're gonna... We're
so,
right there.
When doing scientific research, there are notes that are being taken while they're doing research. These notes are, like, these research notes, lab notes, are practically a legal document. They are, like, so safeguarded because that's what all of the information you're finding through your research, through your experimentation, it's all documented in lab notes. Nobody is doing scientific research without keeping lab notes. So when they say we don't know what was going on there, that would be them just ignoring the fact that somebody has notes on that. They know what was going on there. You can't be, nobody's just running around in a VSL4 lab doing research that nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
So he's lying, is what you're saying.
So you mean his, yeah. So you mean he's lying in front of Congress?
That, well.
I mean, I don't have any direct evidence that he is, but I do know how labs work.
Right.
And I'm just saying there is documentation. Somebody knows. And if the National Institute of Health doesn't know,
right.
Then who does?
So he says, well, we're not an investigative body, which is so interesting because Fauci, during the pandemic and all of his congressional testimonies, so vehemently denied that there was any gain of function going on at the NIH. He was so sure that COVID did not come from a lab that he said so repeatedly. So if he's the head of the NIH and the NIH doesn't have the capacity to know that, how did he know that? Anybody?
Right.
And, you know, I would hope that tomorrow during his testimony, Senator Rand Paul gets a crack at him because remember the questions from his hearing in 2022 when Dr. Fauci arrogantly told Senator Paul that he did not know what he was talking about. And I'd like us together to watch that 3-minute exchange because it does not age well when you know now that they are admitting, yeah, we did that. And yeah, there is actually some research that COVID came from a lab. So what they have to argue now, so think about what he said now, is like, well, I didn't understand the question. And we don't know that it was this virus. And we just don't know. Like, how are you going to talk your way out of that now, 2 years later? Watch.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th, where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Microphone down.
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was, let me
take,
finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH
Madam Chair,
definition
can I
of gain
the
of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come
can,
from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly
alleging that those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That
you
is
can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in SARS-CoV-2.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic.
Senator Paul,
we're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I love the water.
Senator Smith.
I love the water drinking at the end.
No, he's saying, okay, we're not saying that COVID came from this lab. We're saying, were you doing this kind of thing in the lab that could have made that happen? And he keeps saying, no one's saying they are. Well, since then, three U.S. government agencies has said that it is. Said that that's the case. So how are we going to follow this up, you guys? How are we going to hear more from 2024 now? Can you answer for what you said in 2022? Or were you just lying? And if so, why? Why lie about this? Big question. That's the question, right? The question. And does it matter now that the pandemic is over? Well, you and I both know. Of course it still matters. So that this is not done by any government to a population ever again. This plays into the segment we did yesterday. They knew better, and they still tortured civilians. They tortured people, cost them their lives. Just today, my mom was telling me a story about a woman that she had that she had brunch with yesterday in California. She was a nurse. She took the COVID vaccine first because it was required of her and got blood clots up and down her legs and had to have early retirement. And they're denying her disability. And she's like, the profession I loved killed my career and I can't work anymore. And now she had to retire and she's disabled because of this. And so all of these lies. Okay, so yes, we still need to stay on this. Whether you find it boring or not, you don't. You're here. We're here for it. So thank you. Here is the schedule for the hearing tomorrow, who we're going to hear for, Dr. Morenz, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci's senior advisor. Sorry. So, as nice as it may be to hear the truth, this won't matter because Congress cannot prosecute anyone. So that's the only thing that you're like, well, we'll hear it. They can refer somebody to the Justice Department, but they cannot actually prosecute. So we'll see what happens.
We'll have coverage of it. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. We'll be right here with it.
And I'm sorry, I misspoke. Dr. Morenz will testify tomorrow, and Fauci's testimony is upcoming after that, and that is clearly what they tried to delay. So we have to watch it. You guys, we got to watch it.
And we will. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.